What's so funny about peace, love and understanding, eh?
Yeah. Good to be back on the airwaves. It's Xanadu 107 on the airwaves, especially for you people who are listening right now. Anyone else? You're not listening. We are the most essential pirate radio station that you will ever listen to. You have just heard The Kings of Leon with Slow Night, So Long. Before that, of course, it was AC/DC with Hell's Bells. Yeah, we've got plenty of that for you. We will continue now with The Waterboys, The Big Music.
I have heard
Mr. Billy Bragg there with Sexuality. Yeah, we've all got it, haven't we? Whichever way you choose to go. Before that, it was the marvellous and unsung Christine Levine with City Lights. The Russell Bland Show on Xanadu 107 FM. Good to be back on the airwaves after 4 Sundays of not being on. Oh, it's unbelievable. I'm just trying to get over it. Why shouldn't we be on all the time? The good old Ofcom people, they've let us go. Right, shortly I'll be playing something about Willy Wombat, but in the meantime, here comes Bonobo with Sugar Rhyme.
Thank you. Yourself to him. You're not like all of the others, and that is why I love you. Beautiful freak, beautiful freak. That is why I love you. Lies only with them. Just 'cause you are not like the others, but that is why I love you. Beautiful freak, beautiful freak. Yeah, that is why I love you. Beautiful freak, beautiful freak. This world, but I hope you will stay.
Russell Bland playing you The Eels and Beautiful Freak. Before that you heard the local band, no one's ever heard of them before, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Killing Moon. Before that it was Bonobo with Sugar Rhymes. You are listening to the one and only fantastic pirate radio station on Merseyside, it's Xanadu 107. If you'd care to contact us, you'd like to, well, the email address, I can just about see, radiox@rock.com. And the website is radioxanadu.co.uk. The most important text number is 07548 325107. We also have Facebook. Oh yeah, that new technology. It's Facebook, Radio X space Xanadu, and the MSN messenger xanadu997@rock.com. Right, now you've got all the information, contact us. Come on people, there's at least five of you listening to me that I can see right now. 1 hour and 15 minutes left of this show tonight. We will now continue with the Neutrons. No more straights.
armory was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. Across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. And he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every harem place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped into the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. Somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico, or a picture upon somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet, and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room, there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that sudden flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. Judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. As your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps, we're coming for the Jack of Hearts. The back
backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As a leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back.